Cardinals. Former President Trump has just arrived in a New York court again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, where he faces up to $10,000 in fines at a hearing this hour before his criminal trial resumes into 10 alleged Trump gag order violations.
Now, prosecutors from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office want Judge Juan Merchan to warn the former president that he could end up in jail for 30 days if he does not cut it out.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the court says that gag order was imposed after
Mr. Trump's attacks on witnesses, court staff, and the judge's daughter. You know, she works for a political consulting firm that advises many prominent Democrats, among them President Biden.
The former president calls this entire criminal case political persecution. He's charged with falsifying records in the 2016 payments to an adult film star to keep her allegations of an affair he denies quiet. The Senate plans to vote today on a foreign aid package the House passed Saturday, despite some Republicans objecting to new Ukraine funding. 61 of the $95 billion package would go help Ukraine battle Russia, Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports.
Some Republicans could make an attempt to stonewall the bill's passage over frustrations with its price tag and a lack of border security measures. Progressive Senator Bernie Sanders says he plans to offer amendments to, quote, cut billions in offensive military funding to Israel.
Now, pro-Palestinian protests keep flaring up on college campuses from California to Michigan to New York. That's at NYU, where police made dozens of arrests. At Columbia, they've set up hybrid learning the rest of the semester. Students fearing for their safety can take classes remotely. 4 weeks after a cargo ship crashed into a Baltimore bridge, collapsing and killing six workers, the city's filed a lawsuit that
accuses Grace Ocean, the owner of the dolly, and its managing company, Synergy Marine Group, of negligence in operating the ship. It seeks unspecified damages and says the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge has hurt the economy, forced cleanup on the river.
That's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
While border security remains a big issue here in the U.S., where House Republicans even impeached the Homeland Security Secretary, claiming he ignored laws allowing record illegal immigration, it's also an issue in Europe, where five migrants have died trying to reach Britain by sea. One of them was a child.
The French Coast Guard tells us several bodies were discovered in the English Channel. About 100 others are reported to have been rescued. Small inflatable boats, regularly filled beyond capacity by people smugglers, face high waves and treacherous currents. Yet thousands of people have managed to reach the UK using this dangerous crossing over one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. Last night, the British House of Lords passed a law allowing the UK government to send asylum seekers to Rwanda in Africa. Human rights groups say the legislation is inhumane. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Chicago police have released surveillance video of a person of interest in the murder of a police officer early Sunday while in Los Angeles. The sheriff's office is asking the public for help finding the gunman who shot and wounded a deputy on a motorcycle yesterday. An American fighter pilot who went missing in action during World War II is missing no more, finally identified more than 80 years later.
The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency has identified the remains of 2nd Lieutenant John McLaughlin Jr. of Detroit. The Army Air Force pilot was killed during a bombing mission December 1st, 1943 over Southeast Asia. His remains, along with seven others, were discovered 4 years later amid the wreckage of their B-24 Liberator, but not officially identified until earlier this year. Lieutenant McLaughlin will be laid to rest this summer at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise a second day. Futures are up before the opening bell the morning after the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 snapped 6 days losing streaks. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Senator Dick Durbin and Senator Chris Coons introducing legislation to reduce the Federal Bureau of Prisons and the U.S. Marshals Service's use of solitary confinement. Legislation, if passed, would also improve conditions for adults in custody separated from the general prison population. Illinois House passed a plan Tuesday to ensure school vendors and learning partners follow the state's new comprehensive literacy plan. Sponsors want vendors responsible for English language arts improvements plans to abide by the historic Literacy and Justice for All Act. Illinois House unanimously passing a plan Friday to require school districts to develop cardiac emergency response plans. It comes as the state saw 109 cardiac events involving students under 18 during 2022 alone. The proposal could require school districts to work with local paramedics, creating an evidence-based plan to use AEDs in the case of a cardiac event. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5, it is 8:06. Our meteorologist, Greg Solye. We've got kind of our eyes on the big marathon weekend coming, Mr. Greg. It's Tuesday from here. We got marathoners. We got 10K people. We got Thursday. Starts Thursday stuff, doesn't it, Diane?
Yes, yeah. Thursday is the 1 mile, and then you've got the 5K on at 7:30 on Friday night, and then 7:30 a.m. is the marathon on Saturday morning.
Okay, Mr. Greg Sawyer, meteorologist, brought to you by Busey for over 150 years, member FDIC. What's the weekend looking like there, fella?
Well, certainly milder, particularly Thursday afternoon and evening time. We ought to be looking at temps probably at race time somewhere in the upper 50s and lower 60s. So that's better. And probably, I suspect, although I'm not a runner, ideal. And winds will be light and manageable as well. This little weak weather system already in our midst with a few showers both for this morning and this afternoon. But then we get a couple of days of dry time. And then first it's a warm front, then a series of features up aloft coming our way. We take on a little more scattered, random nature to the rainfall. But yeah, it's kind of in the forecast. Cast around here. Well, I have to keep an eye on maybe a little thunder potential. Nothing guaranteed, nothing heavy, nothing severe from this vantage point Friday afternoon and evening time. And temperature should be in the 60s there. And there may be, again, a couple of rain showers around Saturday morning. But again, widely scattered, iffy and spotty, particularly on that scenario on Saturday. So it rains in the forecast, but nothing certainly guaranteed from a coverage standpoint. Very much a very random setup, as we have been talking about. We take on a little more typical mid-spring look and feel to the weather maps and charts. And that includes certainly rainfall and increasing field prospects down the line, field work prospects, particularly as we get into next week and beyond from there. 54 now, Willett and Savoy will struggle to about 59. So kind of a coolish day with some shower activity this morning, a little break, and then back in this afternoon. Those will move out early on this evening, clearing at the overnight 38. Tomorrow, sunshine cool, temps about 10 degrees below average with a north wind in 56, or maybe a frost patch Thursday morning. Sunshine later in the afternoon up to 64. Wedgeworth 70, as mentioned, the shower activity early and late in the day on Friday, and upper 70s to near 80 Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and each day a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms. The late night, early morning, and late afternoon, early evening variety. We'll get into dry time for the middle part of next week, too. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solye.
All right, my friend, thank you so much. We'll keep our eyes on the skies as the week progresses. But after the weekend, heck, I'm seeing 70s and stuff. So, yeah. I mean, maybe May next week, right?
That's right.
What day is May?
On Wednesday.
Okay.
May 1st.
Can Donald
believe
Trump.
It? That's crazy. The fifth month of the year.
Unreal. Donald Trump is up for contempt. How can I explain how I feel? I mean, has Donald Trump made errors that are really bad? Yeah.
For sure.
But if you have, let's just say, a bunch of first graders, and Timmy does something really bad,
mm-hmm.
and Bobby does the exact same thing, and Bobby gets detention,
mm-hmm.
you'd say that doesn't feel fair.
Right.
So that goes back, and then the grand scheme of things, equal justice under the law, where Donald Trump is clearly a threat to win again. So they've been trying to get rid of him with Russia, which we know was a hoax and wasn't them. Russia for
right.
all those years. Mm-hmm. And so they've been trying since then. Now it's gotten a little more serious in their attempts to eliminate Donald Trump because he's the devil. You've painted him as a Hitler, Nazi lover. I mean, that's what some of the staff at the White House reportedly are calling him. Nazi lover or something. It's crazy. And so there's no ambiguity about Donald Trump. It's you have an opinion. And I think there's a whole lot of people saying this doesn't feel like it's fair, a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
For a district attorney in Manhattan to sue Donald Trump on behalf of the rest of the leftists in America doesn't feel quite right. It's not his job. He's to cover Manhattan. You don't cover the country on a federal election thing. That's a federal thing. That means national. That means a Department of Justice would actually pursue that, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They said, no, there's nothing here. So you take a misdemeanor and you make it a felony somehow, and you have a candidate who runs that he's going to, on his campaign trail, he talks about getting Trump. Does that feel fair? Would you flip it around and says, I got to get Biden? It's not what those guys are supposed to do.
Right.
Lady Justice is supposed to be blindfolded.
You're right.
So I don't like any of that from that standpoint. Because if you examine and go that deep, wouldn't Hillary have been charged with something for destroying so many faxes? They shredded them, broke all those phones, mm-hmm. the hammers, and all those things. And certainly Bill Clinton, back in the 90s, had plenty of opportunity when paying off women and trying to cover stuff up with his issues. And so it's not equal, so it doesn't feel fair. And I think Americans at the core are pretty common sense, pretty fair-minded people. And they just don't really want to cause trouble. They want to live their life and have a good life and understand where they are in America, where they are given opportunities that are unlike anywhere else in the world. And yet we've been trying to come together on this human experiment for about 250 years, and we've struggled in a lot of ways through a lot of this because nobody's ever tried to bring people together and call them something else, American. You're not Jewish, you're not Christian, you're not Islamic, you're not from France, or you're not French, you're American. You can come and assimilate here, but we have a few rules that we have to get along because you have to follow a basic guidebook called the law.
Yeah.
And the Constitution.
Yeah.
And things that were written a long time ago that people want to eradicate and get rid of, that would be a really bad idea. So I think as this trial goes on, there's a very high chance he'd be convicted because it's 87% are Biden people. And if the one person you find on a jury that would actually say, I don't think I have a reasonable doubt, the pressure on that person would be enormous. And they probably don't want their life ruined when their name is leaked, and then they've got problems because they'll get threats and all these other things that go on. So it's happening, but it doesn't feel fair, and you would prosecute. I don't want, if Donald Trump wins, I don't want him to start prosecuting all the Democrats. I don't want that. That's not what we're supposed to do. You're not supposed to go after your political opponent using the power of the White House. That's wrong. I think most people would agree with that. It's not what we do. Okay, 8:13. We touched on the campus riots. I don't hear much around here, thankfully.
Right.
Which let's just hope we stay that way. But just the basic tenet of, you know, the Jews must die, Israel must cease to exist. I mean, and, you know, one of the protests was at Columbia or Yale. It said, free Gaza now. Okay, so that's not happening. So what else do you want?
Right.
So it's you have terrorist groups supported by Iran. The largest funding of terrorism is from the country of Iran, run by a very small percentage of people that I would guess the masses in Iran would be so happy to not be that way. But they're kind of, if they're in some, you know, object to something, they kind of disappear there too. So you've got this incredibly complex situation where if you are funding terrorist groups like Hamas, and Hamas is massacring Israelis as they did October 7, Israel's going to response, that's what they wanted. And then what happens? Well, they want Israel to cease to exist, want the world to be against them, pressure on Joe Biden politically. If he doesn't support Israel, that's a problem. If he doesn't support Palestine, that's a problem. You can certainly have empathy for what's happened in Gaza and in Palestine, but Hamas uses them as human shields. They've been doing that for years. And so there's people that die in war, and it's horrible. We never want to do that. But how do you fight an enemy like that when they're hiding among women and children? And where do people go? It is a humanitarian crisis, and it's a tragedy, but why would you authorize whoever did the massacre in Israel, except to try and get it done once and for all, to get rid of them because they're evil. But to support Palestine is one thing. To be anti-Israeli and kill the Jews and support Hamas is entirely different. And I can't think of any sane human being that would support what happened on October 7. All right, jump to sports, 8:15. ESPN 93.5, what's happening in our sports headlines?
Well, and there's been some chiming in on Facebook about Go Cardinals, and it's nice to see that again, 5-3 over Arizona.
I just like to play this because I don't know how many days like this, but it's sure fun this second.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and what a comeback last night.
Hear the tone. John Rooney was at that affiliate thing that we went to last year, and talking about, you know, doing the games and stuff. He says, when we lose, it feels like somebody shot my dog.
Yeah.
So you can hear his, right. And he's very professional. So when days they lose, he does a thing. But you can hear the joy in his voice.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And what a comeback last night. The Cardinals were down 3-0, but they spent the second half of the game coming back and won it on this.
There's a long one and a goner by Nolan Gorman on the first pitch thrown by Kyle Nelson. The Cardinals have a Redbird winner at Busch Stadium, and they scored two runs with nobody out in the ninth.
Goldschmidt hit a home run. Gorman with the game winner. What a great comeback.
Terrific that both guys were able to kind of get off of a down streak on the offensive side. Goldie with a long home run. Gorman's home run was long too, and it just brought down the house. Goldie also had a base hit in the ninth inning. Cardinals bullpen was spectacular as well in relief of Lance Lynn, who gave the Cardinals a chance to win.
Ryan Helsley got the victory, and don't forget Lars Nootbaar driving in a couple of runs.
Nootbaar looked good at the plate. Really nice to have a feel-good moment at Busch Stadium.
And we're on the air tonight with Game 2. Steven Matz is pitching on the air at 5:50.
And 6:45 start here on ESPN 93.5. The Cubs had the day off yesterday. Now from Wrigley, the Houston Astros are in town. It's a 6:40 start. Jordan Wicks pitching. You'll hear it over on US 105.9. 6:40 for the game against Minnesota. Chicago White Sox were blanked yesterday, 7-0. NBA playoffs are going on. Indiana's Pacers and Milwaukee, 7:30 start. This is East in the first round with the Bucks up 1-0. Luke Goody in the transfer portal. Other things were happening with the Illinois athletes like the Oskies and the awards for the Big Ten Medal of Honor excellence on and off the field for Isaiah Williams and Kendall Bostick as the man and woman athlete essentially of the year at the University of Illinois. Western Illinois and Illinois wrap up their homestand with a 6 o'clock contest tonight. Congratulations, Connor Melton, Big Ten Player of the Week for our Illinois baseball team. Illinois softball is at DePaul with a 3 o'clock start this afternoon. Illinois softball had a doubleheader and won both games against Illinois Central College yesterday. The NFL draft is coming up on Thursday. I know you're getting that in national headlines and consuming sports, but sources are saying the New York Jets are trading quarterback Zach Wilson to the Denver Broncos is
interesting.
Of the last things that I heard.
Sean Payton, can he do something with Zach Wilson? New York wasn't able to.
Right.
And you know what? I know we're thinking, you know, Johnny Newton and Keith Randolph and Isaiah Williams. Watch out for Tip Riman, a tight end for Illinois.
Yes.
He did so well in the combine. That's an example of how much something like that can help you.
But, yes.
And I think he and his wife, he is married, are a little taken back by the attention. But Tip Riman might be a sleeper pick in the NFL
just
draft.
Just like Devin Witherspoon was. Hey,
well, Devin was kind of known. Tip was a little underrated.
Okay.
So this would be exciting. Great people. 8:19.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champagne event is Saturday and a couple of rounds of showers for the day today. Gusty southwesterly winds and temperatures with the cloud cover back to cooler. About 58-59 this afternoon. That southwest wind 12-24. Lingering shower activity winds down early on tonight, then gradual clearing in the overnight. Winds will shift around west-northwest down to 38. Tomorrow, sun back into play, but temperatures cool, about 10 shy of average at 56 with a north-northeasterly wind. Some areas of frost late tomorrow night, low down to 36, and some patchy frost frost here early Thursday, mostly sunny 64. Combination of a couple of upper disturbances from the southwest and a northbound warm front. Temperatures recover, but so do increasing rainfall chances, but many dry hours as well. Friday high at 70. Scattered showers, thunderstorms over the weekend. 77 on Saturday, up near 80 on Sunday. Monday high 73. The rain gone by Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Daytime temperatures slightly north of about 70 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, Epidotius, Greg Solier.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
General Motors shares are up more than 5%. GM's earnings jumped 24% in the recent quarter, with selling more gas-powered Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups and more SUVs. GM's chief financial officer, Paul Jacobson, says despite high interest rates, car shoppers continue to spend, and the GM consumer has been remarkably resilient. GM is raising expectations for this year. UPS shares are higher. Its profit top forecasts. There's a merger in the sporting goods retail business. UK-based JD Sports is buying Hibbett. GE Aerospace is reporting an upbeat quarter, and Lockheed Martin also topped estimates for sales and earnings and is reporting a strong start to the year so far. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Introducing Logic Coworking, where productivity meets comfort. Elevate your work experience at the best coworker facility in the area. With state-of-the-art amenities, high-speed internet, and a vibrant community, Logic Coworking is your ideal workplace. Enjoy flexible plans, ergonomic workspaces, and collaborative environments. Your perfect workspace is waiting for you, because at Logic Coworking, they're not just coworkers, they're collaborators. Visit logic.work for details.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Well, Bob needed to sell his home, find a new one at the same time. He got hold of Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group, and his team received great expert advice. Bob said that Nate and his team made the whole process a breeze, and he appreciated all the honest feedback along the way.
It's the experience from Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group that really makes a difference. You don't want to get that bad advice from an inexperienced agent. And if you're just exploring some options, you might want to go to the phone or do an online search to nateevansgroup.com, and you'll see that button in the middle of the page on Get Home Value as you enter your address and see what happens. It's pretty cool to use someone who has so much experience and will help in a smooth transition from selling your home to buying your next one, as he partners with lenders who have creative banking solutions to either drastically reduce that down payment or avoid having two mortgages at once. Just do an online search of Nate Evans Group and start packing.
Sell your home.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Well, Public Works ace Chris Custer, how are you?
Hey, good.
Nice to have you on the show. All right, so somebody...
Marathon's coming up.
Marathon is coming up, but who... Did you miss a meeting to kind of have to deal with traffic and stuff, or what happened?
Well, no.
You
we got bad traffic.
Willingly took it on, huh?
Yep.
You should have said I'm going to be gone that day. So, anyway,
well, you know, I'm happy to jump in and help.
Good of you to do it, Chris. All right, so I have the map. My daughter Grace is running the marathon, but their things happening beginning Thursday night. I mean, again, people need to understand the map. Don't get mad when you get blocked because of the runners. I mean, tell me what you recommend and how we're going to do this.
Yeah, so marathon runners and the local government organizations, you know, City of Champaign, City of Urbana, Village of Savoy, MTD, University of Illinois, we've been working together for months to map out logistics for each of these different races. You know, this year bringing back the full marathon on Saturday. Each one of those things has a unique race map as well as tips and maps on how to get around if you're living in the area as well as outside of the area. So best place to check all of those things out is at illinoismarathon.com. There's beltway maps, there's race maps, there's traffic impact times for every event that's happening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
I'm planning to go to the starting line for the marathon, and then I'm going to back out and do entirely peripheral, drive a long way around, not even try and get through anywhere. Is that the best way to do pick points in the mile markers and come in from different directions that is outside the zone?
Yeah, that is absolutely going to be your best bet. Okay. Unless you're wanting to stay completely inside the zone and then check on that, how to get around inside the zone map.
That'd be one of those rent-a-scooter things. I don't want to do that.
So. Right.
That's too far, yeah. Man.
Yeah, obviously the marathon is the biggest impact as far as, you know, the footprint. There's not as many participants in the marathon.
How many do we know?
I want to say it was a little under 2,000.
Wow, that's a lot.
So that's a lot, but it's not as many as are planning to run the 5K on Friday night, which I think is close to 8,000 or 9,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Because a lot of people can run the 5K. It's 3.2.
And just a quick look at that, and that's at St. Mary and...
St. Mary and...
sorry.
Is it Hazelwood?
Maybe.
Okay.
Like right in the thick of the soccer and...
The soccer... it's in the middle of Research Park.
Right.
Kind of where it kicks off over there. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So,
And it's more the Green Street Mile for Thursday night. So that's...
Yeah, Thursday is just Green Street from Wright Street to right before First Street.
First Street, yeah.
Yep. That's a quick one. That's a limited number of participants. That'll be over. There's going to be volunteers and I can't think of the tour, law enforcement.
Yes.
All along the route at different points. The volunteers have been trained that if there's certain gaps in the running groups that they can pulse traffic through. That's always the goal is to if there is traffic coming through and there is a safe way to get traffic from one side to the other, that they will do that. Obviously, there's going to be points in time where there's large groups of runners where that just won't be possible for an extended period of time. But if you check out those maps and you employ a little patience, your weekend should not be too disturbed. I think the marathon, the last runner, I think we have to clear the race course around 1 o'clock. So starts early in the morning, but you know, by early afternoon, everything should be centrally located back near the stadium.
You're not on, like, weather committee, right? You don't have to do that. Right?
I left that to some different professionals. I'm not excited about what I'm currently seeing, but that's certainly something that we have to pay attention to and be prepared for. The race organizers have participated annually with the National Weather Service out of Lincoln. So they've been participating in our monthly calls for the past several months. They'll have staff here, I believe, starting Wednesday or Thursday. You know, I believe in the past, if it's been raining, activities have gone underway. It's the concern of any potential lightning or any kind of other weather-related issues that may cause delays or potentially a cancellation in the worst-case scenario.
It's Chris Kester, Tavern's Towing phone line, about the marathon weekend coming up. So what do you think the over-under is for amount of meetings by all people involved in coordinating this?
Oh,
what's
my
what's the over-under on number of meetings from everybody?
I'm going to give it 400.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. That and, sounds about right.
Yeah, you just,
and we haven't even touched on the youth run that's happening there.
Yep, the youth run is Saturday as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we've the marathon with the new full marathon route going down Prospect into Savoy this year. The marathon organizers met with a local engineering firm to look at best traffic control practices in order to have traffic, vehicular traffic and runners going in the same direction for the period of time that they're on Prospect from Armory to Curtis. You know, so there's just, it's, you know, between medical, between the different cities having their own meetings, you know, this is, this has been a lot of work. We're excited to see that we're here and hope that we get to execute a great weekend on behalf of our community.
You know, I hadn't even touched on, Chris, some of the, you know, plumbing and things like that that are being worked on in downtown Champaign. I know that's been your zone also in Public Works. As we come in towards University on Neal Street, we're starting to get that reroute over by Tumble Inn.
Yep.
That's a pretty big project.
That is expanding the capacity of the sanitary sewer system in downtown Champaign. From basically one service line to two. So that's jogging all the way over from White Street down Neal and then across Springfield Avenue to the 2nd Street pump station for the Urbana-Champaign Sanitary District. So that started last year. We hope to have that finished, I believe, this fall. But you're right, currently it's right smack in the middle of Neal and Neal Street and White Street. But progress continues.
That's right.
I can't think of another job that sounds worse than what you do, Chris. So I just congratulations.
Chris embraces it.
I know you love. You have to love this, right? I mean, or Monday you leave for the Bahamas for a month. How does that work?
Oh, no. We got work to do. We got construction season coming
but,
up.
But so. you love what you do, I guess. Huh?
I absolutely do. I love being able to serve the community by providing information on, you know, what we're doing here at Public Works. You know, we understand some of the work that we do has a significant impact on people's travel or daily commute, but ultimately I want to ensure people that what we're doing is going to ultimately provide a benefit to the community. And sorry for our mess, but we'll be done soon. And what's left behind for you will hopefully be a better product.
Wow. I mean, I couldn't have written a better thing for you to say.
Awesome.
That's just remarkable. Chris, good job and well done getting this thing ready. And thank you to everybody. This is an enormous effort. If nothing else, people that get angry, they're stopped because the runners just appreciate that you brought in all these people spending money in our town.
Yeah, the economic impact
awesome. It's cool to be known for an Illinois Marathon in Champaign.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yep.
I think it's but it's an enormous amount of. Do you play Sims, a little video game that you
Nope.
Cities?
This is all real life stuff.
Yeah, but is Sims like close to it? If I play Sims, could I be your understudy or how does that work?
I think you'd need a little bit more work, but it's a good start.
Okay.
Listen, keep up your good work. Thanks for the information, gold stuff. And again, what is the best place to get information online?
Yep, all the race-related information is going to be at illinoismarathon.com.
Thank you.
You can also, if you're interested, there's a few spots left for volunteers. So, any chance
there.
You get, the most information you can find is in that website.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks. Good work, and thanks for the information, Chris. Appreciate
it. Thanks so much.
Chris Kester.
And again, I'm at IllinoisMarathon.com. All these details are you know, right here in front of you, and that volunteer tab right in the middle if you want to find a shift that'll work out. I know I'm participating between 9 and 1 on Saturday.
Good for you.
In that Savoy area, recruited by the village of Savoy.
Working the marathon then.
It's miles 20 through 23, and it's a new leg, so they're making it extra festive. So
no, it's awesome. You see Grayson running by, maybe.
I'm going to be announcing. We've got music. We've got a barbershop quartet with Lee Reset.
At that point, it's like it's so much pain.
I know, and that's why we're trying
20 to what?
Mile marker 20 through 23.
Okay.
And that's why we're trying to have balloon march. And
might give them a boost of energy.
Exactly.
Good work.
We've got a,
that'd be much needed.
A fluid station there, and you know, all the people for recovery or any kind of incidents, but definitely the music. I've got a couple of DJ
mile
systems.
Mile 20 to 23, because I've mapped out where we're going. I think one of our stops is 20. So maybe we'll see you.
Okay.
Good
luck to everybody participating and all the volunteers. I hope it works out well. IllinoisMarathon.com.
8:35.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Campus chaos spreading. The protest during Passover, despite police action, shutting down a Gaza solidarity tent city at NYU last night. President Biden says he denounces anti-Semitism, but also denounces people who don't know what's going on with the Palestinians. Protest today from Berkeley to Vanderbilt to Rice to Tufts. The Trump trial continues, but first a hearing whether to fine or jail the former president. New York DA Alvin Bragg's office claims Trump violated his gag order 10 times. House Democrats introduced a bill to remove Secret Service protection from any convicted felon. Congressman Jim Jordan.
There is no crime that brought this case to this courtroom. It would have been laughed out of any other courtroom in America if not being brought by far-left district attorney Alvin Bragg, overseen by a Democrat judge who donated money to Joe Biden's campaign.
Well, that's Caroline Levitt, Trump team. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois police concluding that the January death of an 18-year-old student accidental. Akul Dewan was found dead January 20th on the back porch of a building in the 1200 block of West Nevada Street. Champaign County coroner ruled that the cause of death was hypothermia. Illinois House unanimously passing a plan Friday to require school districts to develop cardiac emergency response plans. It comes as the state saw 109 cardiac events involving students under 18 during 2022 alone. Proposal could require school districts to work with local paramedics to create an evidence-based plan to use AEDs in the case of a cardiac event. Anti-Semitism is on the rise in the state, with college campuses being some of the hardest hit. Anti-Defamation League releasing a new report citing anti-Semitic incidents have risen 74% in Illinois from 2022 to last year, recording over 200 anti-Semitic incidents across the state last year, 11 occurring in Champaign-Urbana. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana, Saturday. Weak weather system on the way out of the Great Plains. Already introducing a touch of rain in some spots. The shower activity will pick up both this morning. A bit of a lull, then back in for this afternoon with a rumble of thunder and with the cloud cover and drier air, even with the rain. Temperatures on a cooler note, about 58, 59 this afternoon. Gusty southwest wind. Lingering shower early on tonight. Gradual clearing in the overnight. And a bit chillier, low down to 38. Mostly sunny skies. Back in for the day tomorrow at 56, almost a repeat of weather-wise over the past couple of days of what we've experienced on a north-northeasterly wind. Clearing off tomorrow night as well, and some frost areas late, low down to 36, and a frosty start to the day in some spots Thursday, mostly sunny 64. Warm up for Friday and the weekend and beyond, up to 70 with a couple of showers, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm on Friday, a couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm around early and late in the day Saturday and Sunday. Weekend highs, 77 on Saturday, close to 80 on Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You know, Janet wanted to run a marathon in 1992, and yeah, I guess I'm going too.
Yeah.
Because I'm
my wife. Well, yeah, you got a supporter.
Yeah, so I decided we'd run together. So we were
26 point something miles.
26.2.
Wow.
And so we entered the Chicago Marathon 1992. And the first 10, 12 miles was a party.
Sure.
Back in the day, the Chicago Marathon went through all the ethnic neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun.
Various boroughs. Mm-hmm.
I feel a little bit reticent and not great about what I did for the first 12 miles. I would look real tired, and there'd be volunteers standing by barricades on lonely streets where there weren't a lot of people, because you'd spread out over time, and sometimes you'd be running by yourself. And so I'd pass the volunteer looking somewhat distressed and panting very hard, going, am I still in first? And they go, And I'm going, that's not nice.
Right.
Anyway, so I paid for it, because after, I never thought of the 20-mile wall. I never believed in that, because I said everybody's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
My wall was 18. And they take pictures in the Chicago Marathon of your running at mile 18, then when you finish. And at mile 18, there's a gentleman passing me, and he had to be 85.
Wow.
So I captioned Stevie J's top competitor passes him at 18, or maybe I was passing the 85-year-old. It was just like his legs looked like they were 20.
Yep.
Because the runner's legs,
they are dedicated.
Which tells you something.
Yes.
Move them. You move your
Keep
body.
Keep moving.
Yeah. So anyway, we finished the marathon. They had a woman shoot and a man shoot. So Janet and I had to split at the last 10th or two. And I just remember how bad my lower torso ached, and I never thought I was going to be able to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really, really hard. And so I went through the guy's chute, Janet, some other location, went through the women's chute, and we got a picture of us finishing. And I said, I raised my arms over my head. You know, I'm thinking like breaking the tape, and I, the whole kind of thing. And the picture came out where my arms were barely raised.
I mean,
just
to your shoulder length on your
maybe.
Hands. Okay.
And we both finished the same exact 10th of a second.
Okay.
In different chutes, different. 4 hours, 40 minutes, and 4 seconds.
Oh, wow.
And so
that's not bad, actually.
Well, it's not fast, but it's finished.
Right.
And we trained for 3 months. That's all we did. But I tell you what, we got our medals. We had to have emergency massages because we were shaking like a leaf.
Yep, you're cramping up.
And after you run something that far, you can't step down. So there was a curb that was 4 inches high, and I remember stopping thinking, if I roll on my left shoulder and fall, it'll hurt less than stepping down.
Oh,
so it was, but we drove home, we slept in our medals, it was really fun.
Yeah.
And it you know what it tells you? It tells you that if a super, maybe not even average athlete like me can do that, what can't I do?
Mm-hmm.
What can't I do? It's a motivation to say we're all underperforming probably, with our capabilities and what we really can do in this life. And so that's what a marathon did for me. I would never want to run one again. I don't know if I could anymore.
Ugh.
It's a long way.
Right.
26.2 is from here to Monticello.
Well, and I have emceed hundreds of 5Ks.
Yeah.
And only one time did someone say, when are you going to get out here, Diane? And I'm like, what? I've got the coffee and donuts after I say, ready, set, go. And then I just play some music when you come back and hand out the awards.
Yeah.
I've got the cake job
it's
here.
It's a critical role. Why would you want to take the joy away from the audience when you're not on the microphone? Come on, man. 8:43, okay, Larry and Elena Canfer hosting this incredible trip. Escape the ordinary and embark on an unforgettable adventure with Stevie J Travel with Larry and Elena Canfer. Hi, it's Stevie J. Picture yourself aboard a small yacht departing from the enchanting city of Dubrovnik, Croatia. As the gentle breeze carries the scent of the Adriatic Sea, you'll set sail toward the captivating Dalmatian Islands. Over 10 magnificent days, immerse yourself in the Mediterranean lifestyle where every moment is a celebration of beauty and tranquility. Explore hidden coves, swim in crystal clear waters, and stroll through seaside villages. With Stevie J Travel, every detail is taken care of, from luxurious accommodations to delectable onboard dining experiences. Relax on deck as the sun dips below the horizon, painting the sky in hues of orange and pink. This is more than a cruise. It's a journey of discovery and delight. Escape to paradise with Stevie J Travel. Visit steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com for details. Your Mediterranean adventure awaits.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. There's no better time to update your home. And here's a big plus. It's all for less at the Karastan Rebate Plus event. Through Sunday only, save on beautiful Karastan carpets and floors with rebates up to $1,000. Save on Karastan's luxurious carpets and durable luxury vinyl. Karastan Luxcraft is designed with long-lasting materials that resist water, scratches, and dents. Plus, get a bonus free labor credit on every carpet and floor. For every 100 square feet of flooring material purchased, receive a $50 instant labor credit. Plus, get instant rebates on all furniture, rugs, and accessories. Save $250 on every $1,000 you spend. And buy it all with free financing for 3 years. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Through Sunday only, the Karastan Rebate Plus event at Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Come home to Carpet Weaver's.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Cardinals won a baseball game,
yes,
friends.
They did.
It's really, really exciting. I know it's. I'm not even being sarcastic. It's just good to get a win. It was a good win with a game winner on the bottom of the ninth.
How about that? 5-3 was the final. I didn't know if you wanted to play the audio or not, Stevie.
I kind of do.
Okay, good. Why not just ride this? So we got Steven Matz with a 6:45 start here on ESPN 93.5.
So there's nobody out. Man on first or second, I don't know. Nolan Gorman, he didn't even start. He just came in to hit once, and he saw one pitch.
There's a long one and a goner by Nolan Gorman on the first pitch thrown by Kyle Nelson. The Cardinals have a Redbird winner at Busch Stadium, and they scored two runs with nobody out in the ninth.
Wow, how fun.
Awesome.
And Paul Goldschmidt had a home run and another hit, so he had two hits.
Okay.
Woo! It just in Arizona, they're kind of struggling out of the gate after winning the National League pennant last year. So Cardinals get a win. They're 10-13.
Houston's in Wrigley to face the Cubbies with a 6:40 start from Chicago. Jordan Wicks on the mound. It'll be heard over on US 105.9. Minnesota blanking the Chicago White Sox 7-0. They'll be in Minnesota with a 6:40 start. We've also got the NBA playoffs with the Pacers and the Bucks. Bucks are up 1-0. That starts at 7:30 this evening. Luke Goody in the transfer portal. So as far as our three scholarship players that are left, we've got Ty Rogers and Trey Gibbs-Lawhorn and Nico Moretti.
That's it. Three of us. Okay.
We got Western Illinois at Illinois Field at 6 o'clock. And the ladies will be playing in DePaul at 3. Go Illini.
Ever wonder why you pay your bank to have a checking account? Fisher National Bank does too. You see, they offer free rewards cashback checking that gives you cash back on debit purchases, no service fees or balance requirements. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's so simple. Reward yourself today with rewards cashback checking. Learn more at any branch or fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Panavis Saturday and a couple of rounds of showers for the day today. Gusty southwesterly winds and temperatures with the cloud cover back to cooler, about 58, 59 this afternoon. That southwest wind 12 to 24. Lingering shower activity winds down early on tonight, then gradual clearing in the overnight. Winds will shift around west-northwest down to 38. Tomorrow, sun back into play, but temperatures cool, about 10 shy of average at 56 with a north-northeasterly wind. Some areas of frost late tomorrow night, low down to 36, and some patchy frost here early Thursday, mostly sunny 64. Combination of a couple of upper disturbances from the southwest and a northbound warm front. Temperatures recover, but so do increasing rainfall chances, but many dry hours as well. Friday high at 70. Scattered showers, thunderstorms over the weekend. 77 on Saturday, up near 80 on Sunday. Monday high 73. The rain gone by Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Daytime temperatures slightly north of about 70 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Epidotius, Greg Solier.
Looking for a place to host a corporate meeting, intimate gathering, or a large-scale celebration? If so, the University of Illinois' Alice Campbell Alumni Center offers the perfect space and staff to make your function a success. A few rooms offered at the center include the elegant ballroom, the Richmond Family Gallery, and the premier and professional executive boardroom. For more information on renting a space at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, visit uiaa.org/alumni-center or call 1-800-355-2586. Go Illini!
Are you looking to get the most from your money? If not, you should be. A free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank gives you access to their Reward Saver, which earns you an exceptional annual percentage that can really increase your earnings potential. No monthly service fees or minimum balance required. When you're ready to make the most of your money, switch to Rewards Checking and Rewards Saver from Fisher National Bank. See monthly requirements at any branch or fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people, member FDIC.
Relax, call back 217-359-7293.
We are celebrating today with an outstanding college relations sergeant. Her name is Sam Penland. You are working, making people safe, helping people, talking to people, and you're giving a positive influence like you receive. What do you want people to know finally about police?
I think because people often see me and I appear to look young, they don't realize that I've been in policing since 2004. And so when I came in, policing tactics were very different. There has been a huge shift, and the reason why I really focus on my style now is because I have seen hard policing and what works. And so some people might think, oh, well, you're too soft, or we're not fighting crime the way we used to. We are. This doesn't mean that we're not enforcing laws, but there's a difference now with how we can help people.
Relax, call back 217-359-7293.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Well, wonder what the boys will talk about this afternoon. Basketball.
Yep.
Probably.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because we're keeping track of all the portal stuff, and we have three basketball players on the Fighting Illini basketball team right now. Ty Rogers, Nico Moretti, and Dre Gibbs Longhorn.
Mm-hmm.
And I theorized earlier that if I were to go out for the team, I would currently start I think. You know, there's walk-ons. And the walk-ons are better than you think.
I know that.
Way better than me. But I'm just thinking it's a numbers game, people.
At Illinois, it's I Love Illinois Week. The student alumni ambassadors are bringing in all kinds of events as they take a break from studying for finals. They'll have a scavenger hunt all day tomorrow, Shrek 2 on the quad at 8 o'clock on Thursday night, zip lining from 4 to 6 on Friday. That sounds fun. Mm. And there's a DJ and things like that on Sunday on the quad at 2. But today, they're bringing in a speaker named Tyler James Williams, who's known for his acting on Abbott Elementary, The Walking Dead, and Everybody Loves Chris. And that's at the Illini Union at 7 o'clock
what
tonight.
What's he talking about? Do we know?
Well, acting.
Oh, yeah. Getting into profession and all that.
If you need more details, I think they did have some questions for him. iUboard.illinois.edu has all the information about this.
Okay. So,
pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Brother Johnny Ed Martin on the show, as always on Wednesdays. We'll do that. John Decker, White House correspondent, who organized a big tennis outing with the journalists and some of the administration.
Yep.
And we'll see how that went. John Decker had a picture he sent to me with Secretary Mayorkas, who avoided impeachment recently.
Right.
So he said he wasn't bad at tennis. He said he hadn't played in a year. A little busy.
Okay, yeah.
All right, back tomorrow.
If you want to hear the show anytime, steviejay.com, especially that Chris segment with the Illinois Marathon. Yeah,
information there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Tuesday.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. There's no better time to update your home. And here's a big plus. It's all for less at the Karastan Rebate Plus event. Through Sunday only, save on beautiful Karastan carpets and floors with rebates up to $1,000. Save on Karastan's luxurious carpets and durable luxury vinyl. Karastan Luxcraft is designed with long-lasting materials that resist water, scratches, and dents. Plus, get a bonus free labor credit on every carpet and floor. For every 100 square feet of flooring material purchased, receive a $50 instant labor credit. Plus, get instant rebates on all furniture, rugs, and accessories. Save $250 on every $1,000 you spend. And buy it all with free financing for 3 years. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Through Sunday only, the Karastan Rebate Plus event at Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Come home to Carpet Weavers.
Hi, this is Donna Onstott with Gail Frerichs Trucking. I'm looking for Class A CDL drivers with 2 years' experience, less with military service. If you're looking for a team that cares about you, a positive work environment, and opportunities for personal growth, we're the company for you. We need drivers with high standards of customer service, focusing on cleanliness, courtesy, integrity, and honesty. GFT is hiring at $1,200 gross minimum a week, home every weekend, and some weeknights. Contact Tim O at gftlog.com or call 765-793-7131.
If you have something you'd rather do than mow the grass, whether you need a commercial or residential mower, go see Andy at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana for thousands off on your Excalibur Classic, Blackhawks, or Z2s. Call 217-328-0562.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Political news is sure to dominate the headlines in 2024, adding uncertainty to the markets. This makes a disciplined investment strategy even more critical to achieving your long-term goals. To assure your investments are aligned with your objectives, contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
So you live in the country or a rural area, but you struggle with internet, right? Well, not anymore. MF Wireless is your premier rural high-speed internet provider. Macomber Farms Wireless is a local internet provider. It started in Camargo. Their focus? Providing you reliable, high-speed internet with friendly and fast customer service. Just go to MF, as in Macomber Farms, mfwireless.com. Check for coverage. mfwireless.com.
With Hollywood Casino Aurora. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.